In the studio now I have Simon Kelly and Molly O'Leary. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Hi, I'll start with you, Molly, and tell me how you got involved with Seen and Not Heard.
I just actually just came across it on the internet. I was kind of looking for some kind of occupation for the summer, I guess, and it just seemed like a really cool organisation. I really like arts and culture, so I just thought I'd go and have a chat with them.
Okay, but you're from Howth?
I am, yeah.
But you're a musician as well?
Yeah, I play the cello and I sing as well. Okay. I'm actually doing this Anuna. I don't know if you've heard of the choir Anuna, but I'm doing a summer course with them next week, so that should be good.
Okay, sounds very interesting. And how are you enjoying your time with Seen and Not Heard?
I really like it. Everyone's really welcoming and it's really fun. It's just nice to kind of have people to talk about, you know, what's going on and to go to the places and review them. It's a really cool setup, so.
Okay, Simon, yeah, you're from Balbriggan.
I am, yeah.
How did you get involved in it?
Basically, my friend Andrew told me he was also in Seen or Heard. And that's really it. I just kind of, I'm interested in arts and culture as well. And I just said, I'd give it a look. And then met up with Emer, the mm-hmm. person who's in charge. And had a chat with her and so I really liked it. So I
yeah, and you're a musician as well?
Yeah, I play guitar and do a bit of singing myself.
Okay. Do you do any writing?
No, not really.
Gotcha. Okay, you probably will after the experience yeah. and Seen and Not Heard. And some of the things that you're asked to do, first of all, let me ask both of you, and you can answer me one at a time. Your peers and friends and people in school, when they hear about this, what's their reaction to it?
They don't really mind. Like, I think you kind of think it would, they'd be kind of like, what are you doing? You know, you're only 17, what are you doing in culture? But I guess, you know, you don't really realise, but culture is for everyone. And mm-hmm. it's really interesting to see what's going on in Dublin. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's right. They kind of, I remember my friends came to a meeting in town with me. They just, like, came up and they just thought it was... They thought it was okay, yeah.
So you might be getting some more members in there.
Yeah.
And what about yourself, Molly?
Yeah, everybody's been really positive about it. I've only been in it for about 3 weeks now, but everybody seems kind of interested and curious about it. So, seems like everybody's kind of as interested as I am in it. So.
Okay. Now, it covers a wide spectrum from acting to music and everything to do with culture. And you're given sort of tasks to do. So what did you have to do?
Well, it's actually, we're not exactly given the tasks as well. If we decide we want to go to something, we can just go ahead and then write a review of it, which is really good because we have that sort of independence as well. But I've been to a few things now. I went to the Human Plus exhibition in the Science Gallery. I also went to see Lovers on Monday night, played by Brian Friel. And I went to this open mic literary night mm-hmm. in the Twisted Pepper, which is really good. Really nice kind of welcoming atmosphere.
And, is that poetry?
It's poetry, you know, short stories. Maybe if you're writing a novel, you can read it out. And it was really nice, yeah. Mm.
Now, when you say that, you take the tasks on yourself and you do it and you write them out, so is there a magazine? Who looks at the stuff and gives you an opinion and all that sort of thing?
Well, that would be Emer who would do that. And it's just, we have a blog on templebar.ie. So they just, we post them up there. And that's where our reviews go, so.
Okay. Simon, when you go into something like Seen and Not Heard, obviously you like the culture and arts and stuff like that. And it's sort of the same type of questions. But at the same time, does it lay a path for you? Are you getting some, I mean, only you're a short time in it, are you?
Yeah, I'm a long time in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does it give you an idea of the path you want to take?
Yeah, because I guess I'm always, like, at the time I'm in now, I'm kind of looking at college courses and the things I want to do. I'm really interested in, like, English and literature, kind of. So mm-hmm. You'd never really have, like, a group to kind of talk about that with. Mm-hmm. So Seen or Heard's great for finding out about that kind of stuff and what I want to do in the future.
Okay, do you have any information on Seen and Not Heard if anyone's listening to us now? Do you want to get in touch with us?
Yeah, if anyone's listening now, it's for 15 to 19 year olds. It's a part of Temple Bar Cultural Trust, obviously. So we meet up in the Culture Box on Essex Street in Temple Bar. Mm-hmm. You can contact Emer on, you can get her details on templebar.ie. Just go onto the website and we have a page there, Seen and Not Heard.
Okay. Now you picked some tasks for yourself as well. to go, plays and gigs. Tell me about those.
Yeah, well, I went to a gig last month in the Gay Theatre, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I wasn't really sure. Like, I knew the movie. There was a movie of it, but I never seen it.
Is it okay?
Yeah, but that's why I was kind of unsure going into it. I was like, is this going to be for me or is it not? But it was surprisingly really, really good. Like, I really enjoyed myself. I didn't think I would, but the play was performed brilliantly. And we had an actress in for a talk in the cultural box, Donna Dent.
I know Donna, yeah.
Yeah, and she was playing May in the play, and she was really great, yeah.
I was just thinking about that when you mentioned the movie, because if you get the movie now, it has a guy called Paul Newman. Did you ever hear him? And Elizabeth Taylor, I'm sure you've heard about her. They played the leads in it, but it's completely, how can I put it down? It's an abridged version, really.
Yeah.
When you see the play, everything is in it because it's written by Tennessee Williams, where the movie's a bit cleaned up, if you want to say, or it's more suggested than the movie. So you should get the movie just see the differences. So, and have you gotten a bent for the acting bug? I had a girl in last week now, and she sort of, that's why the reason why I asked the question about, it gives you an idea of the career path you want to take. And have you gotten the acting bug?
Yeah, well, I used to be with the National Performing Arts School when I was younger, and I'm still with Young Artist Management, so they just let me know if there's any auditions and stuff. So I've done a couple of ads, and I quite like it, but it's not what my focus is, I'd say, but I do like it.
Okay. One of the things I often think about when young people, and when they're interested, no matter what it is, music, culture and reading, writing or whatever, and I watch all these reality TV shows like The X Factor, and that I often wonder about the way the perception of a lot of young people, that they would think, okay, this is the way to go and be quick and famous. Well, what do you think of those shows when you see them?
Well, yeah, I think some people can be a bit naive sort of going into this sort of thing, but that's what I really like about Seen Not Heard, because it kind of makes it less kind of intimidating for young people, and it kind of just makes it more real, you know? So we're just more directly, like, in contact with these artistic and cultural events, and it's just really helped in kind of getting a more clear idea about, you know, what the reality of it is and what we might possibly want to do in the future. So
would you have the same view, Simon?
Yeah exactly, like
I'm just thinking, like, when you look at this type of show, like, I mean, you're Molly plays the cello, you play guitar, more of a mainstream instrument, so would you sort of ever in your head watching that, okay, if I ever get myself together now, that's something I might do in a year or two.
Well, like doing the X Factor. I don't know, I guess, but people that play guitar, I guess they'd be saying, like, X Factor isn't cool, I want to go to the rock star way, you know, okay. I want to get seen and stuff. But, yeah, sure, it's a way to go. I don't know if I do it myself.
But I think both of you seem to have more of a realistic view of it, actually, than a lot of other people that actually enter it. That, I mean, you seem to have your feet as firmly in the ground. So how long will you stick with Seen and Not Heard? Is there a limit to how long you can stay there?
I don't think there is. I think it keeps going as long as you as long as you're enjoying yourself. It can go on. It can go on for as long as you like.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of things will you do? I mean, you've done the plays and the music. Will you do more of that?
I'll be doing more plays, going to more plays, going to more gigs, and you never know. There might be a few classes and stuff like. There's always acting classes. I haven't brought myself up to go to it yet, but maybe somewhere along the line.
Do you ever consider, apart from not music, I asked you about writing songs, but do you ever think about novels and anything like that?
Not really. I'm more on the kind of review and kind of journalism type myself. I'm not sure about writing novels at all, really.
Oh, we might see in the time. What about yourself, Molly? Have you... sort of in your head some way of diversifying later on as well?
Yeah, actually I'm quite similar. I'm quite interested in journalism and that sort of path. Perhaps something kind of literary related as well. Actually going to that open mic night was really helpful for me, just, you know, hearing what everybody else was, you know, working on and stuff like that. And but I'm not entirely sure about my specific career path yet. I guess we'll just see how it goes.
But Seen Not Heard, is that's the way to go, for to give you the idea.
It's okay. helping a lot, especially with like journalistic experience, and it's really just kind of confirmed for me that's the sort of thing I would like to do. Mm-hmm. So,
and is it good for both of you to mix in with people of the same mind? And you obviously get together and you discuss in groups and what you've been doing and with what different things. Maybe people come up with ideas.
Yeah, we've had a few kind of projects as well. We had the 50 people, one question video as well. We're having this like acoustic evening. So it's really cool kind of having all these kind of like-minded people together, and we can discuss and see what everyone's up to. And I think it's a really productive kind of initiative. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, listen, congratulations to both of you. I'll get that information off you again, Simon, on all contacts for anybody interested, and give us them to now again.
Yeah, you can contact Emer on templebar.ie. Just click on the Seen Unheard and you can get all the details there. And also, we're having an acoustic evening on the 16th of July, which is Saturday, with Harry and Alfie and a few other musicians. If you want to come down to the Culture Box and have a look for yourself.
Where is that exactly in Templebar?
It's on Essex Street in Templebar.
Essex Street. Okay, listen, thanks to you both, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm sure you're going to be very successful no matter what you decide to do. Once you have your feet on the ground, that's what I always say, and you have a good mind, and you don't have that sort of stars in your eyes type of thing, you'll be successful, because believe me, no matter what part of the entertainment business you go into, there's always knockbacks, but then once you can pick yourself up, there's success at the end of it. I hope that sounds... Does that make sense? Okay, anyway, that's great. That's Simon Kelly and Molly O'Leary. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.